welcome to the latest installment of the Northampton Community Music Center podcast series. And today I'm going to interview Nancy Janison, whose lovely flute playing you just heard, and who is leading the Music Center's New Horizons program. That is the right name for it, right? New Horizons?
New Horizons, yes. Okay. And we are the New Horizons band.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Can you describe the program for me, just in general terms to start out with?
So a little bit of history. New Horizons is global, actually, across our country and even overseas. It was started 30 years ago to bring music back into the lives of people who used to play an instrument, haven't played since they were in junior high, want to play an instrument, never played, want to play a different instrument. For example, we have a violist who wanted to play French horn. So this is an opportunity to learn an instrument, to relearn an instrument, and to make music together. Some of the programs have choruses, some of them have string ensembles, so we are a concert band.
Uh-huh. Actually, I knew about the program because I used to own a music store, and it was actually started by the National Association of Music Merchants in order to promote music making. So there are some beginners in your group?
There are some beginners, but we welcome everyone, and it's a wonderful group of people that just kind of embrace each other, work together, and help each other. And so no matter what your level or your fear level, this is the place for you.
Okay. So you have some beginners, but some people, do you have anybody that's a professional player in there, or they're pretty much all amateur players?
Well, we have a couple of very fine vocalists, I'm sure you recognized when you came in. One is playing alto saxophone and one is playing upright bass.
Right.
So they're professional in another way.
Right. Well, everything that you do in music helps you with other things in music, I find.
Exactly so. Right.
Can you talk a little bit about what the challenges might be for having such different levels of abilities in your group? I know you say you have both beginners and pretty advanced players. So could you talk a little bit about the challenges that might pose?
It seems like people take care of each other. So they'll assist the person next to them. Also, there are sectionals, and a lot of that work gets done by the excellent sectional leaders. A few are UMass students, and so they have an hour each week to work with very small groups, and they do some of the work, and then some take private lessons. But it's very community-oriented, so people are very generous with their time helping each other, and making sure that everybody fits in. I also feel like you play what you can. If you can't play all of it, play the parts of it that you can play and try the others. Keep trying. And that seems to work pretty well.
Do some of your players play in other settings as well?
Yeah, in the Florence Community Band, in the clarinets, have a clarinet club that gets together once a week, and they play just the clarinets. Huh. I'm a professional flutist and saxophonist, and I'm one of the flutists in the group is very good, and we play duets once a week. He brings me very strange duets, which I would never find on my own, so it's really a lot of fun. And there's one other retired music teacher. And one other thing I wanted to say is how we operate. So if somebody's interested in joining, there is a fee, and the fee goes to the Northampton Community Music Center, NCMC. It's a minimal fee. It's not a lot. And that's for, I think, 20 sessions. But not only the 20 sessions that you get with me as the band director, but once a week, it's an hour and a half on Tuesdays from 10 to 11:30 here at the center. But also, there's a coach for each For example, there's a clarinet coach, there's a percussion coach, a flute coach, a sax coach, and a brass coach. And some of them are students from the university who do it as, they get paid a nominal amount and they do it as interns and they get credit for it. And when they can't find an intern, for example, I started about 3 years ago being the brass coach because I'm not a brass player, but I'm a retired music teacher, so band director. So, and we have a professional brass teacher, very fine one, Sheldon, who's excellent. So this year, because we couldn't get a brass person from UMass, so you not only get a one, like a group lesson,
right?
But then you get to make music with others. And in Joe,
so how often do they meet with a coach?
Once a week.
Is so only the whole saxophone section will meet with the coach once a week, and then they, so it's actually a twice a week thing.
It's
that they
twice
do.
A week, should you choose. There are some people who work and can't do that. In general, it's a retired crowd, but there are working people. And I think the percussion teacher is doing it remotely. It's a very small percussion group. So some of it is remote, depends on who are in the group and how the teacher feels.
Right. Well, that begins to answer another one of my questions about what is it like trying to teach people who don't play your instrument, and how is that a challenge for you? In
this group is a joy. It is a joy. They laugh at my jokes. It's just a wonderful group. They embrace each other. There's plenty of room for errors, and yet the final outcome is really wonderful. We're going to do a part of the concert that NCMC is producing on December 14th at First Churches. And there'll be two choruses, and we'll be on it right at 7. So anyone who wants to hear some holiday music, we will be playing it, as well as another selection or two. This group is a joy. They've improved so much. They were so excited. I was not the director last year. I was a brass teacher, which was fun for me. It wasn't so much fun on Zoom when we had to do that, and that was a challenge.
Yes, that would be.
The building is very safe. Jason has had it, the air purifiers and all of that. We're in a big room. We're all masked, which is challenging, including me. I just think the improvement level. So in the summer, the music center was closed, and I got a call, would you be willing to direct us? We've got a park we can rehearse in. And that's how I became the director. So we did 8 weeks, and then we did a concert at Lathrop Northampton out of doors. Everything was out of doors. And, of course, now it's too cold. So we're back here, and we're so happy. It's a joy. It's a total joy, and I think everybody feels it.
Yeah, that's great. Just before our interview, I did sit in on the end of a rehearsal, so I some of my questions I already know the answers to. But there's a it's a big group. Are there holes that you'd like to fill in it, like instruments that you don't have that you wished you have?
I would like more flutes. I want more of everything. Y'all, come on and join us. We're happy. There were a couple of people missing today, and I think there are one clarinet was a snowbird, and he's gone just for the winter. And a couple more musicians might be leaving. You know, what can you do? It's cold here. People want to be warm. But yes, I think we have a decent balance, but we've got room for everybody. I would definitely like more flutes.
So tell me something about the repertoire that you choose for the group.
Okay, so I picked, for the concert, we have four holiday songs, you know, Jingle Bell Rock and that Hanukkah, you know, we got, we have four of those, and they were
the usual suspects.
The usual suspects, exactly, and they were not difficult for us, you know, it's pretty, was pretty easy music, so we tore through that. I picked Winds of Change, which is what you heard. We haven't done that in a while. I picked that because I know as a band director that I haven't been in a long time, that Swearingen is a great arranger and composer. And didn't it sound really full and rich? And that's how he writes. So I picked one of his on our level. A little challenging, but okay. I picked Scottish Highland, which is the one we're going to do in the concert on the 14th, because it has an absolutely gorgeous French horn solo, and we have two wonderful French horn players. Uh-huh. And there's a whole middle section that's just beautiful, lyrical French horn. So I picked it. I picked The Hobbit because we have good flute players, and it starts out with just bass clarinet and flute for about 8 measures, and mm-hmm. it's so beautiful because you never hear the bass and the flute, you know, right. solo flute, so it's right. a minute for them uh-huh. in the sunshine. Stand Up and Swing is something that Carol Newbert brought, something that she had done as a tribute to her father in another band where she used to live, I think New York State. And it's a swing tune, and I never thought we'd get it, and we nailed it today, so yay! Uh-huh. so we pick them that way, you know, and I think, like, we'll probably work on something for the spring that's more patriotic, because there's holidays, 4th of July and other things if we want to perform. Uh-huh. So we'll probably do some of that. I also want to say that we take instruments that we don't expect. I'm really open-minded. We don't have a string New Horizons. So Barbara Wien is playing upright bass. Right. I said, come. And it took a while to figure out that the best parts in her range, it took me time to get this right, is the baritone sax, and you change the clef and you change the key and it falls perfectly on the bass. Uh-huh. And those are the parts we need filled in, because right. the only thing we have all the way on the bottom is a bass clarinet. We have no tuba, right. so it's perfect. Right. And then we have a soprano saxophone player, so she's playing trumpet parts. So I'm very because it's not a band instrument. Right. I'm very flexible. Uh-huh. We will take you if you want to come. If you play violin, we'll put you on the oboe part. We will work it out. So uh-huh. grab your fiddle, grab your horns, and come on and join us.
Okay, sounds like you want to get some new members here.
Yeah, we always do. Right. Always, yeah.
Do you ever rewrite some of the parts for people to make them easier in case they have trouble with something?
Very little. I've had to do that a little bit with the clarinets. It had some tricky stuff that went over the break very quickly in the clarinet, which is a fingering challenge. And so, you know, instead of the C over the break, you play A. I mean, it's a note here and there. It's really not a rewriting. I haven't had to rewrite.
You're always using arrangements that have been done for concert bands, though. Do you ever try some easy tune that maybe everybody would know that you could do without a chart, like When the Saints Go Marching In or something like that?
To jam on? That would be fun. I did some of that when we were on Zoom, because if you know about Zoom, you can only hear one right. person at a time.
Right.
So I was coaching the brass, and so I was giving songs because there was no band. Uh-huh. So what's the fun of playing da 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 da, you know, when you're not putting it together right. with the music? So I came up with stuff that was in the range of all the different brass instruments. Uh-huh. Georgia on My Mind, On the Sunny Side of the Street. Uh-huh. And we played them, making music with them just for fun.
Right.
But for this band, I have some of that. I have not just popular music, but I even have like everybody's favorite classical tunes written in every key for everybody. But basically, we're all playing the same thing. Uh-huh. And it's not really that interesting.
Right.
It's really more fun when we get the layers.
Uh-huh. So your public performances, you're doing this thing in December. What other public performances might you do, or is it something that you're
looking
for opportunity?
Soon as it gets warm, uh-huh. soon as it stops being dark at 4 p.m.
Right.
No, you know, in the spring we will. We were invited, but it was the Delta variant came, and so we reneged on it, and some people were away. There's a soup kitchen kind of restaurant in Greenfield that we were asked to perform. And so we'll do that.
Uh-huh.
And we'll do care one out when we can play outside, you know. And
right. Do you ever do parades?
No.
Is that something you think
no.
about?
No. Even when I play alto sax in the Florence Community Band, just because when I first moved here in 06, I wanted to meet people, and I love everybody in that band, and I love Priscilla. So it was just fun for me. Even in that band, we rode. We did not march. We are not young children here.
Right.
And we will not march and play. Oh, no. And so the age group right now, I think the youngest one is just under 60. And our oldest one is 93.
Wow.
And he's one of the best musicians in the band.
What does he play?
Baritone horn. He was a trumpet player, but he switched to baritone horn, and he's always just right on and amazing. But you know, we'll take you if you got the time, and you can get, and you're not working, we'll take you if you're 15. We'll take you.
Okay. Let me ask you about, are you familiar with the Honk Band?
Yes.
Because I, you know, your soprano sax player plays in a in a honk band.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
And it's a, that's part of why I asked you if you marched, because it would, it's a lot of this music is really fun to play parades in.
I love the Honk Band. When they first formed, the first one, which was the one
Expandable Brass Band.
Expandable, Fred formed it.
Right.
And he asked me to help him. And I love what they do, but it's not what I want to do. I just don't. I was a high school band director, so I've done marching band. Right. I also don't, I prefer not to, but I had to, you know.
So where were you a high school band director?
In Puerto Rico.
Oh, wow.
I worked overseas for, I lived overseas for 29 years. And I taught for 22 years for the Department of Defense. I taught music in Puerto Rico and then in Japan.
So on a military base?
On military base. I didn't live on the bases, but And then in Japan and in Germany as well. I was a civilian, but I taught the dependents, you know, FAA, CIA, Navy, Army, Marine, you know, whatever, alphabet soup, you know, and FBI. And so I taught the kids.
Right.
I did everything from elementary to middle to high school, and I even worked for University of Maryland, which has offices on the bases. And I did some, you know, military that are going back to school at the University of Maryland need to have electives. So I did some of that. So I taught everything from kindergarten through college, which was great, you know, and I did that for 24 years. I've been back since 06, and I love it here. I wish it wasn't so dark in the winter, but other than that, it's
fabulous. Very different from Puerto Rico.
Yeah, for sure. 25 years. And, well, I didn't teach.
So what brought you to the Valley?
I started summering here since I was a teacher in Puerto Rico, and I had the summers off. The summers here are really nice.
Right,
I started summering here and meeting people and all of the culture that's here and the natural beauty of the place. Mm-hmm. So,
what are your music activities other than teaching here
at
NCFC?
Personally? Okay, so number one, I have a chorus of people with disabilities. I've been doing that for 12 or 13 years. It's a performing chorus. We're not performing this year. We perform at Care One. We perform at Rockridge. We perform at Lathrop in East Hampton. We perform at the Sunderland Women's Club. I mean, it's a, we usually do six performances this time of year, and now we will not. So the chorus works out of Pathlight, which is Whole Children Milestones in Hadley. So that's something I do once a week. We're meeting, we sing with masks, and we're, instead of 25, we're down to 10 because of COVID. But it's something I love. I do this. The Florence Community Band is now on hiatus until the weather warms up. I play there. I play in a professional flute trio with Sue Currian and George Owen called Northampton Flutes, and we perform, and we still rehearse indoors because just three of us, and we know that we're
Right.
super vaccinated and very
Right.
careful. And so I love that because George plays contrabass flute and all these
Right.
crazy
Yeah.
flutes, and Sue is just remarkable. So
Oh. Yeah.
I'm proud to play with
Sure, yeah,
them.
I bet. Yeah.
So that's and I used to play in all the clubs with wonderful musicians, with Bob Ferrier, with guitar and flute and sax, and Dre Hobbs, and all these fabulous guitarists and pianists and bass players. And I'm just not doing it now, I'm
Right.
afraid. And also, there's not much of that happening.
No.
So I've been very active here. That's another reason I love moving here, was, so much culture and so many people interested in jazz and classical, everything.
Are there any other groups that you're playing in that you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, and the thing I get the most fun, well, I get fun out of every group that I'm playing in, but one of the most fun things is the Bad News Jazz and Blues Orchestra, which is actually 19 people. So a piano, bass, drums, guitar, five saxes, four trombones, four trumpets, our leader, Jeff Gavioli, and a wonderful vocalist, Cindy Reed. Jeff put the band together. He's the leader. Ken Longstreet, who's a wonderful trombonist, is it's kind of co-leading and has gotten, last summer, he got us 19 gigs, grants through all of the warm season. So we were out of doors playing in every town, from big towns like Springfield to little tiny towns. We traveled all over and playing with this big band. We do swing, we do some Latin stuff of the old-fashioned big band. There are two women horn players in the band, myself and Susan Howell, who plays baritone sax. I play first tenor, and I really like seeing these big bands with women instrumentalists in them. I am a little bit upset about some of the big bands in the Valley that have been here for years and years and years and are fabulous and don't have women instrumentalists in them. Certainly in this rich area culturally, we have a lot of women instrumentalists who could read those charts right down. So I'd like to see more of that.
That's a big group to, do you actually get paid when you do these
We don't make a
concerts?
lot of money, so you can imagine that we don't do it for the money.
Yes, I'm sure that's true. Do you play classical as well as jazz?
Yeah, the trio is purely
You do.
classical, and that was my training. I graduated from Manhattan School of Music. Do not ask me the year. Do not ask me the year. And then I studied with Jean-Pierre Rampal overseas, as did Sue Curry in different years. There was an academy in Nice, outside of Nice, and you could go there for a month and study with Jean-Pierre Rampal all day and
Wow.
swim in the Mediterranean at night. It was pretty cool.
It's a tough job, but somebody's got to
Yeah,
do it,
that was very good.
right? All right. I think that wraps up the questions that I had for you. I assume you know the joke about how many saxophone players it takes to screw in a light bulb.
Go for
Only one, but he has to go through a box of six light
it.
bulbs before he finds one that works. So I give you permission to use that
My
in the group
rehearsals.
there.
Thank you. And just one more thing about, because you asked me about the honk bands, I love them. I don't want to do it.
Right.
But I know when I get to like the hot chocolate or, an activity and there's a band, the honk bands are there. It's great. Music
Yeah.
is, for me, music is the healing force of the universe. It's certainly
Absolutely.
been the healing force of my life. I mean, it's just such a beautiful expression.
Well, I play tenor banjo with expandables, and
Okay.
it's the only string instrument you can play that you could hear in
Wow.
a band like that. And it's true, whenever we do a parade, people's
It's
faces just
great.
light up. So
It's
music
great. The
is.
music is that the honk bands do is fun and makes you want to move.
Yep.
And it's awesome. And it's like when I was younger, I played in all these kind of funk bands. And there's funk bands out there now. And I love them. I love to go dance. I don't want to do that anymore. You know, there's things that, you know, now I want to play my flute. In classical music, I have a collection of bamboo and wooden flutes from all over the world, really. And sometimes I just want to sit in my sunroom or when it's warm out by a little stream and just play to the birds or, you know. So I think you go through changes.
Right.
You know, now I'm back to directing a band, but I love it.
Right.
You know, it's awesome.
Well, this has been fun talking to you.
Absolutely.
I want to thank you very much for taking the time to meet with me. And
a pleasure.
Thanks
a lot. I hope it came out good.